They told me got stand, so no need to hold. Because this one is not light, you know. It hold your whole day, it's quite heavy. If you hold it for a while, it's okay. Like this one, I ask you to hold for 2-3 hours. Okay, we will chant what they call the reflection on sharing of blessings. Turn to page 21. The mic, you want to pass back to Joyce? Joyce. Never mind, it's okay. Page 21. Reflection on sharing blessings. Now let us chant the verse of sharing and aspiration.
Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death,
may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, and through this act of sharing, may all desire and attachment and all harmful states of mind quickly cease until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth.
May I have an upright
mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion take hold or weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all this, may darkness and delusion be dispelled. Okay, I think that will be enough. Okay. Our program is supposed to start with meditation. You want to meditate now or later? Now. Later now. You just taken food. Okay, we continue from where we stop. Maybe you turn to page 124. This topic is very interesting. This topic is about the three levels of seeing. Sea mountain. Kansan, Sisan. Kan san, bu si san. Then kan san, yu si san. Okay. In order not to arise any unnecessary misunderstanding or karmic consequences, Bratio had been reluctant to share his Dhamma understanding until 9 years ago. So 9 plus 2, now is 11 years ago, when he was approached 3 times by a very sincere sister of the Dhamma, asking him to share his rather good understanding of the Dhamma. Bratio then contemplated and finally agreed to share the Dhamma, but with the following 3 conditions. Do you know who is that sincere Kayaramita? Yun Chan. You all should thank her. Because when I did this book, I put her name. Then she said, "Brother Teo, no need lah. Okay lah, no need. Take out." But luckily she's here, so we can rejoice. Call it Dhamma sharing instead of Dhamma talk. because a talk could be very, could be like a one-way traffic, not offering any chance of having a fair discussion to clarify matter from the audience. Also, sharing means no authority over one another. And as Dhamma friend, we are here to share our understanding of the Dhamma with mutual respect for each other's cultivation. That is, I respect you for what you are, and you respect me for what I am. Then no right and no wrong. If it's beneficial to you, use it. If it's not, have an open mind. Because we are not here to argue about right and wrong. Right and wrong are just a relative measurement or opinion as expressed by someone according to their views and opinion. And it is not something absolute. As such, it is not beneficial at all. If we are not careful, it may lead to unnecessary argument and misunderstanding too. Then the third one is, do not quote me. That's why that is a very important condition. Because it can be very dangerous. If you quote what I said without understanding, that's why I bullied, or what I mean, it can get both of us into unnecessary trouble. So bear this in mind. Just say Brother Teo share with us his understanding of the Dhamma, which we have come to appreciate a lot, because the Dhamma, which is very difficult and profound, which is a very difficult and profound topic, can be made so simple and taught to us with such clarity that we can so easily relate it to our daily life, as always pointed out by Brother Teo. True or not, this one? According to Brother Teo, life itself is the meditation, and life itself is where the Dhamma is. And life itself is our greatest teacher. Truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. So why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Don't go and make use of this and quote everywhere. You can see, I can see, or my teacher can see, say it, or sure see you. People come after you and challenge you, debate you, walk out. Wisdom cannot be learned or taught because it is not a rigid knowledge. Wisdom need to be awakened to or realized because it is an overall understanding. Dhamma is about realization, and it can only be understood by the wise, each for themselves. No one else can understand it for us. At different level, wisdom is realized differently. You can understand the deep meaning behind this Surangama saying, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. Then you would have some form of wisdom born of understanding the mind, Dhamma, and so on. Wow, sadhu, joy in the sun. Chong Beng is here, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I thought, how come got two bodhisattvas standing there? Wow. At first, I want to go pay respect. Then I look, hey, Chua, sadhu, come, join us. Never mind, join us. Come, Chua, come. Never mind. Pay respect to the author. I rejoice. Finally, they arrive. Sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Good, you can be seated. Sadhu, thank you. I rejoice with your wholesomeness. Good that you all can make it. Just sit down. Come and get it from the inside. Get it from the inside. Okay. Joyce, get me a few of the books. Oh, no, get my weight. I want to stand this one up. My weight inside here. Okay. Just put it down there. Good, okay. Oh, one more. Two side. Space it out. Ah, okay. It's okay. Ah, good. Okay, we continue. Truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. So why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. So this is where the wisdom is. Page 124. We are on the second last paragraph. Just finish. Then after that I say, wisdom cannot be learned or taught because it's not a rigid knowledge. Wisdom need to be awakened to or realized because it is an overall understanding. Dhamma is about realization and it can only be understood by the wise each for themselves. No one else can understand it for us. At different level, wisdom is realized differently. You can understand the deep meaning behind the Surangama saying of perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. Then you have some form of wisdom born of understanding the mind Dhamma. Anasara, this one only understand the mind Dhamma, no? Not just cessation of form in mind, no? But very good already, Anasara. Putoliao, not bad already. For everything is condition arising and mind make adi. So not so real. It's only the mundane mind creating the phenomenal world through its own mental perception and consciousness. Like the following Zen saying. Before we go there, I just want to explain again for benefit of Chua and the Sun. Perception of form is consciousness is because we use the mundane mind to perceive anasana. That's why the what they call perception aggregate arise. Then mundane people, they use memory. So memory and conditioning, it will allow you to name it, label it. That's why mountain become mountain. This is mundane seeing, using mundane knowledge and mundane consciousness. But when you are already wise, or when you have some form of wisdom ready, when you can cultivate the silent mind, then you realize the silent mind through the direct seeing before the knowing when you are in sati, there is no word, understand not? No word means what? There is no mountain, understand not? That's why the second part, whereas its non-perception is what? Ah, means you understand. Because these are concept, words. That thing, where got name on? Like this table, where got name on? True or not? True or not? The name come from human being. Englishman say table. Bahasa Malaysia, meja. Mandarin, 桌子. Then like the primary school student, standard one on, he go back and tell the father. Teacher stupid one. One day tell this, one day tell that. 2 + 5 = 7. Next day 6 + 1 = 7. 4 + 3 = 7. Don't know how to teach. Then you go and argue with people. My teacher say meja. Your teacher wrong. My teacher say table. Then another fellow say, no, both also wrong. My teacher say 桌子. Your mentoring teacher. So how? The three talk in English, but go and study Mandarin and study Bahasa Malaysia. Then come back argue, because they never heard this word table before. Only the English boy who study English. That's why they argue. The world has a lot of argument because of that. Same thing, labor differently, become different. That's why you must know the condition world is not what you think. When people use memory, logic, then you have this problem. But when there is wisdom, finally, third level or third phase of seeing, a table, yeah, correct table. A meja also correct. 桌子也对. Then you got no problem with that. But you are so rigid, how? Because of your knowledge. You think you're right. You think your teacher right. So other people has to be wrong, isn't it? when you are right, the other one that use a different language and word cannot be right also. That's why you argue with your wife, your spouse, or your children, you have to be careful. If both also got ego, both also want to be right, how can? If you are right, she is wrong. If she is right, you are wrong. So how? That's why I learn how to live in harmony. Both also right. That is the best. Amicably resolve it. I think, honey, you are also right. Then your husband will say, "Ayo, darling, you also not bad one. You also can understand me." Oh yeah. Then no more argument. Otherwise, your husband come back. Suddenly open newspaper. Wow, today, how come this president like that? Not president lah, is the prime minister lah. And because of this, two also want to argue. Then the husband sure be tahan with you already. Who say? Then you show book or show internet newspaper. Your newspaper talk like that, but the Chinese newspaper different. 总统 and 首相 different. You don't understand Mandarin, you want to argue with me. Then a lot of things to talk. Why you want to argue? Is it important? Yeah? You know, as long as that head of government do this thing enough, then you are very wise. I think. How you call your husband? Daddy? Dear, dear, better. I heard a lot of people call daddy. Follow the son or the children. Oh dear, I think you are right. Yeah, president also can. But actually, it's prime minister. Ah, you say like that, dear. Understand? You say like that. Is it? Oh, is it? Okay, prime minister. That's why your technique and your skill in communication is very important. If you don't hurt his ego, he will agree with you. Or you say, dear, tonight, you good mood, isn't it? Wow, that is a good one. Good mood, dear. Not good mood, hey. Hey. Chia le boy. Boy chia, chuki chia. I say, your wife also be tahan you. You should have politeness, gentlemen. Dear, tonight how? We want to go out for dinner? I think we deserve one, and you deserve one. Then he will take you for a nice romantic dinner. You come back, jia le wei. Kia ji bo zi. Wow, you happy, sir. I tell you. Or you say, sorry, today too busy. I just don't have the time to cook. I hope you don't mind. Or he sure say, no problem, no problem. I take you for dinner. Come, we go. What you like to eat? Otherwise, he didn't want to ask you what you like to eat. We go to that restaurant. That's it. So these are very small, minor issue. But if you understand, it can resolve relationship, isn't it? Amicably. And bring about so much love, understanding, and harmony. Why you want to create enmity? Who create? The ego. Understand or not? They say, Tai Lam Yan. But sometimes the wife also not easy, you know. Certain wife, I tell you. Like they say, ikong ga liao. You got no right to say anything. So you have to watch yourself, develop the understanding. Yes. Can. Pass the mic to Garrett. Sadhu.
I just like to share something about this mountain thing again.
Oh, very good.
I think I first touched this Zai San Bu Shi San Kan San Mo when I think I was below 10.
Oh.
Very young age. Right?
Oh.
So
great parami.
That time of course Buddhism was out of the way lah. Okay. So I knew nothing about Buddhism, but I think my brother or somebody explained to me in such a way. When you look at the mountains, definitely it's a mountain, easy, right? Anyone look at the mountain, it's a mountain. But why the mountain is not a mountain is when you actually walk inside the mountain.
Wow.
There is tree.
Yeah.
There is plant. Oh. There is flower. There is water. There is earth. So anything you walk inside is not what you see.
So the English got a word, isn't it? You overlook the...
You just come out, then it's mountain again. So it applied to my childhood.
Also, Zen.
Something like that.
Good, very good. Sadhu. So the English got a saying that when you look at the tree, you overlook the forest, understand not? Because your vision is just there, that tree, understand not? And you can never see the forest. Why? Like your thought lah. Spacious awareness, see everything, oneness. Suddenly focus. Then where your thought go to? The thing you perceive. You see what? You see the tree, you miss the forest. That's why you cannot be aware, you cannot be there. Then worse, you lost in thought. Commenting, reacting, become miserable. Over what? Thought. Not a reality. This is what you have to understand. So mundane mind has this problem. That's why Krishnamurti said thought is limited, egoic. Very true. When you understand, it's very true. Thought is limited because you focus, it becomes just the thought together with content. Whereas the world is the spacious awareness, the oneness. So you understand, So thank you, Gerrit, for sharing that one. Very good. I also haven't heard of it. But there's logic in it. And he's not wrong, That's why you walk inside, where got mountain. But the word here is different, Kan san si san, Then again he stands same place, Kan san bu si san, You look at the tree, you're not seeing the mountain. So, that's why different. But very logical, isn't it? You sure buy that argument. Correct. When I inside there, I see only the tree. I cannot see the mountain. But we are talking about standing at the same spot now. You see mountain, he don't see mountain. Understand? That's why the Zen is different. So now I explain to you. First, mountain are mountain. The first seeing, Kan san, si san. Because this is mundane seeing. This is conventional or mundane seeing. That's why mundane people, this is what they learn. They say mountain. That's why the mundane might perceive mountain. Then the wise one, Kan san, bu si san. Mountains are not mountain. Then down there, the description. You see mountain as not mountain. This is seeing with the above Surangama saying. Understand or understanding. Because there is wisdom through direct seeing, no word, like this table. You cannot label. You say, I see table. He say, where got table? That's why the Zen master whacked that student who say he's already enlightened. He just say, very good, are you enlightened? What is that? Table. Because he still perceives form. He cannot see the emptiness of form, the condition arising in nature. That's why you don't have the mind dhamma to see clearly that the perception is just an image, is mind, no word, before the knowing. So that's why Kan san, bu si san. Then finally, you see mountain still as mountain again. Means this time, different level already. This is seeing things as they are with understanding. That's why the understanding comes in. That everything is suchness or what is, able to accept things as they are. Hence able to accommodate both the convention and the ultimate reality. Conventional and ultimate reality. To live life with wisdom and understanding. So you don't argue. Mundane people see with mundane consciousness. He is also right. Kan san, si san. Then the one with wisdom or ultimate reality seeing, direct seeing, Kan San, Pu Su San, yeah, he is also right. That's why right and wrong is relative. When you have that level of seeing, you understand. But when you penetrate duality, means what? You don't argue anymore, understand? No? All these are words. And all these are relative, according to who see. That's why you don't ask who see, then you got a lot of like argument, discrepancy. So we move on. Zen analogy. This one very good. Two monks were arguing about the temple flag waving in the wind. One say the flag more, the other say the wind more. Okay. Wow, this one how to turn. This one can become loose one. Okay. One said the flag move, the other said the mind move. Oh, you type wrongly. Oh, correct, the wind move, sorry. The mind don't come in yet. Correct. The wind move. They argue back and forth, but could not agree. Then Hui Ning, the sixth patriarch, said, gentlemen, it's not the flag that move. It is not the wind that move. It's your mind that moves. See? Wise people, different, eh? The two monks were stuck with awe. You know what is awe, no? Like very surprised. Oh. How come this monk, not even a monk here, how come this person talk like that one? So you have to refer earlier Hatha Sutta note for the detailed explanation of this Zen analogy. Then the next one is Bodhisattva's son died. No crying, no sorrow and lamentation. Why? Because the Buddha knew. This one is exactly what I told you. The Buddha said, whatever that is of the... At that time he was a Bodhisattva, the Buddha to be. Whatever that is of the nature to arise is also of the nature to cease. And what has been born has already ceased to be. So no amount of sorrow and lamentation or lamentation can bring back the dead. Wise people will understand. We have been born so many times, so which one of the many aeons of segmented life or birth and death is you? Then you will wake up and say, no. That's why do not be deluded by this form of mind. That Sakaya Ditti, actually based on Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, can easily be penetrated and understood. That's why I can easily actually crack that Sakaya Ditti or self-delusion. Then you will progress very fast. Report of meditation. Question. When I focus on an object to meditate, I can feel there is a grasping. Thus, I change to free flow, and I find it more relaxing, and there is better blood circulation with better awareness. Then I reply. I say, meditation is not about developing calmness nor having good or bad meditation experiences. But it's about developing wisdom via the silent mind in awareness to insight into the three characteristics of nature. Anicchang, Dukkhang, and Anatta. Meditation or Bhavana consists of two parts, Sila and Samadhi. The first part is Samadhi, which is the power factor of Samasati and Samadhi. That is training the mind to be in Sati or mindfulness leading to Samadhi, or collectedness of mind, the unwavering mind, to arise the heedfulness needed to cultivate insight. Then the second part is for you to, is to use this trained mind in Sati or Samadhi to meditate and cultivate the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha, leading to heedfulness to develop the wisdom of Prajna. So how can you do that? Can you do that by focusing on an object? Yeah? Cannot. When you focus means what? You are caught there, isn't it? You are caught there, isn't it? Because you focus. You concentrate. Then how can you insight? Understand? Because that thing become one pointedness. Fix everything there. Then you build up all the energy. So when you understand, you will have this understanding. So how can you do that? Can you do that by focusing on an object of meditation? That's why the Buddha said anapanasati. It's mindfulness of in and out breath. He never asked you to focus on the breath. Understand? He said, be mindful of the in and out breath. That's why those who understand, they will know. They will not ask you to focus. Or must you just train your mind to be aware via a skillful means or a meditation object? The latter will lead you to an understanding of what you are doing in the name of meditation. So what happened in meditation is... So whatever happens in meditation, as long as you are silent and aware to understand what is going on, then wisdom can arise. Silent to understand what is going on means to let the phenomena tell you the story to awaken. If we have expectation that meditation must lead to calmness and good meditative experience, then we have a problem. Then it doesn't happen. Then we have a problem when it doesn't happen. Most yogi tend to react and chase after good meditation, and what they do is they become unhappy and agitated when they cannot get what they want or expect. Hence their mind is not at peace with the moment. This lack of understanding is the main problem that traps most yogi. You must understand that the moment you are silent, you are already aware and heedful. So you don't have to try to be aware. Where the trying is by the thought. That's where a lot of people go wrong. And if thought is active, how can your mind be silent and aware? True or not? Yeah? When your mind is actively doing meditation and noting or focusing, then how can you be aware? You can only do one thing at a time. So the trying is by the thought, and if thought is active, how can your mind be silent or aware? The five mental hindrances that hinders your mind from becoming peaceful or calm will arise as long as your mind is deluded and heedlessly lost in thought. This habitual tendency of heedless thinking is the main problem. So to counter this five mental hindrance, we need to cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya via the following. This one we have gone through. Devotional practice or puja to develop the faith, Virya, and Sati. Then this mind sweeping method and metta, combined with metta, to decondition the heedless thinking. We are just feel and relax, no more thinking. Then the third one is cultivate anapanasati or mindfulness of the in and out breath to stabilize the sati, born of the above training, leading to the silent mind, followed by samadhi and panya. That's how the five spiritual faculty can be developed. There is a question raised by a yogi during the last Saturday meditation class as to why random thought keep on arising during her meditation. I told her this is good because at least now you are able to be aware of your own lack of peace and understand why your random thought keep arising. Why this thought and not other thought? When you are aware of all this without reaction of mind and agitation or trying to do something, then what happened? You will come to realize that this random thought arises due to your attachment or clinging to a lot of those mind activity that affected you during the daily life. And this arising thought have a lot to do with your memories, which you have deposited or accumulated. These are called the scars of memory. Your unhappy moment, your phobia, your problem and all those things, your fear, your insecurity, into your brain over the years. And since thoughts are respond to memory, That is how random thought arise during your meditation. But if you just let it be and remain just silent and aware, then this random thought will start to slow down on its own until there is just stillness and quietness. Also, if you don't cling and live your life with heedfulness and wisdom, then all this clinging and grasping and accumulation will cease to be. And you will be very peaceful most of the time. That's why you need wisdom, huh? Understand? If you don't have wisdom, very difficult. Then we is the three universal characteristics of nature, and pasana is to insight into. Hence, vipassana is a meditation that leads to the ability of the mind to insight into these three universal characteristics of nature, to arise the wisdom needed to liberate the mind. So meditation is about insight and not about good and bad meditation. Reaction of mind is due to one's wrong view that conditions the arising of the wrong thought, leading to the fear, worry, anxiety, and restlessness of mind. Understand via awareness how this wrong thought come to be and how they condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, etc. Via thought projection and proliferation is very important. Then understand how Dhamma can allow us to develop the wisdom needed to free our mind, leading to the peace and tranquility within. This is meditation. That's why you observe through the silent mind to understand. That's why the seeing can awaken you. If you don't see, you don't know what is going on, then you cannot straighten your view. You cannot deal with the defilement. You can't even develop the silent mind to see things as they are. So these are the important understanding and pointers. Okay? Now we go to next page. recap of chapter or lesson 38. It is important to understand what is form Dhamma and what is mind Dhamma. And now we go deeper into this. For example, I'm a religious person. My religion say I cannot take certain type of meat. Not permitted. I cannot touch or use the bowl that contain this type of meat used by people of other religion. Then by the same logic, they shouldn't breathe the air that the people of other religion has breathed, or touch the money that they have used. True or not? Oh, but tax money, okay, no. Permissible, no, halal. So this one, you will straight away know they are all at the form level, understand? They want to show that they are spiritual, religious. So they use all this, understand? Then certain places you must line out, men on side, lady out on side. All these are form, because you put emphasis on form Dhamma. But I can tell you, the lust and the craving and the whatever desire is so strong in the mind. You know, that one don't want to deal. Understand? Outwardly must show religious, pious. That's why when you have the understanding, your training is different. Like my teacher said, you take care of mind. Whatever you do, if your mind is beautiful, your mental intention is good, you don't worry about what people say, because people cannot understand. You yourself understand, because that sincerity, that understanding for you, that's why you can actually help out. Just like the Zen analogy of the Zen master and the lady crossing the river, remember? Yeah? The Samanera and the abbot, they were crossing the river. Before they cross, one lady come by. He said, "Can you help me to cross the river?" Actually, the young monk should have told the teacher, "Hey, I'm younger, I'm stronger, I carry her across." But he didn't do that, you know why? He said, "Precept, no, cannot touch woman, no. I break precept, how? Kena reprimand, no." But the Zen master or the abbot, "Can I take you across?" Wow, as the Zen master carry that pretty lady across, the Samanera beta. Wow, how can my teacher do that? Then he said, for 6 months, he smile. got no peace. So. Then one day he cannot wait already, be tahan. He said, "Master, Master, I must clarify one thing to you. Why did you do that? You told me this one break precept. No? Understand? Cannot touch the lady or member of the opposite sex. No? Why you carry her across? You don't worry about your precept." The Zen Master or the ever say, "Poor little thing. I carry her across. 做完了, 没事了, you carry in your mind for 6 months. No? What the hell is going on?" So this one is clearly telling you, you look at form, you become crazy. Precept are for what? For those under training, understand? Those beyond training, he know what he's doing, understand? So you cannot use your perception to look at the form and give a command, understand? If you go by that tradition, then you say the old monk, the Zen master, or the chief monk, abbot, break precept. He did something terrible. Should ask him to disrobe. Understand? Yeah, you cannot understand him. So you look at it outwardly without understanding. And then you get into trouble. Understand? Then when the master explained, the Samanera was so shameful. Understand? You have been carrying for 6 months now. I carry her across. Finish means finish. 做完了,没事了. You some more agitated for 6 months now. Like just now in B1, maybe we use it for sharing. You remember when he realized that he translated the word raga wrongly. She, because now she is very sincere. She don't want to like create unnecessary coming outside. So immediately the understanding came. No? The ego also no more. No? Otherwise very easy for her that why must tell you the truth? Why must admit and apologize? Well, nobody really know Pali here. I keep quiet lah. Then go back. If you find out, then you come and tell me, "Oh, sorry, I remember wrongly." No more problem. But he chooses not to. He just want to do it. And that is good. Understand? Because when you have the cultivation, you are willing to accept your mistake. Understand? And you are willing to lower the ego because no more, I don't want to be right anymore. If I make a mistake, I say I make a mistake. I will be sincere about it. Then I ask for forgiveness. That should be the way. Then you remember what she said, for the last 20 minutes affected me. No opportunity to what? To make the apology. Then he said, "Well, I didn't stop." So he said, not nice to interfere or disrupt the sharing. Then when he saw me, suddenly, "Where is me?" Ask me. Then I say, "Take the mic." Who are first one to run out? Yeah, before that, she told me, she was waiting for Brother Teo to drink water. Then she got. Then very strange, because suddenly my nature tell me, you have to drink water. You must pass the mic to me. That's why I say pass the mic to me. Then you know what happened? Before the mic reached her, my phone ring. You remember? And that was PK's wife. Need me to help her do something. Then while he was reading, I reply WhatsApp. Otherwise sharing how to reply WhatsApp. Understand? Then meant to be. Then she replied, "Thank you so much." She said, "Brother, I will call you later." I said, "No need, I will call you after the class." So this is what happened. But to learn that 20 minutes, I told her, there is Dhamma there. If I don't explain, you will also contemplate and find the answer yourself. But to make it easy, I let you understand first. I say you forgot Guang Qing Lao Sang's advice. I just said, 做完了,没事了. This is how you apply. Understand? Otherwise, the remorse inside there is like 20 minutes cannot concentrate. Or keep on looking for opportunity to apologize. So this is what Dhamma is about. Guang Qing Lao He Sang's word is so profound, understand? 做完了,没事了. Doesn't mean don't do anything. You will still do. no condition, wait for condition. Then you don't need to carry that. Then the thought is just a thought, understand or not? Then the understanding tell me that this is wrong, I have to apologize. So do it sincerely. When condition arise, you can still do it. Otherwise, wait till the sharing finish, then you put up your hand and say, but still I need to clarify something. I need to apologize for what I said just now. And then you can do it. So no need to carry this, because the Buddha said attachment is the cause of suffering. You know, attached to what? One of your five aggregate of form and mind. Understand not? Because your sankhara, yeah, suddenly realize that is the wrong explanation. Then what happened? Your so-called understanding come out. Then the understanding say, hey, got karmic law, which is very good, understand or not? Then what happened? Forgot Noble Eightfold Path already. Forgot Guan Xing Lao Sang Sing already. Worry already, understand? See, your thought can still have this. They are very, very deceitful. The subtle ego come back through the back door. The wisdom come out and tell you, yeah, correct, understand or not? This is something you must apologize because it has karmic implication. So if you start to worry because you scared got bad karma, means what? That worry will be the cause of suffering because you attach to this. You hold on to the thought that tell you this is karmic. This one got karmic, sorry. Then the thought is just a thought, understand not? But why, when you listen, you are affected? Because that conditioning is there. So normally we do things wrong. We scared. We dare not tell the teacher. Sometimes you dare not tell your own parent. Then you can lie, you lie your way out. If nobody knows best, keep quiet. But when you grew up, and when you had the Dhamma, you cannot. You will admit. Like the shop I went in, he changed extra 10 ringgit to me. I will straight away walk in and return the money and explain to him that you have overpaid me with the change. So this is what you will do naturally. You will not be like ordinary people who got greed and all those things. So you will be very sincere. You will explain it. Then you will know what to do. Okay. Just now we were where? Huh? 1.1. Oh, I haven't finished. Then how did I come to here? Oh, yeah, now I remember. About form Dhamma and my Dhamma. Oh, now we better go back. Yeah. No, first paragraph didn't finish. That is, they only deal with the form and are not able to see the mind as yet. Form has so much meaning to them, hence they can be deluded by it. And it is because of their attachment to the form Dhamma that condition them to cling on to the external form and identify with them as right and wrong, spiritual and non-spiritual. But they don't know if people confront them and ask them if everything we use and touch is not holy to you anymore, then all the air I breathe, you cannot breathe. Then all the money that I pay as tax, you cannot use. You let only our religion people use. Then the reaction will be different. Then they come out with new explanation. Because they say, all your money we send to central bank, change new one. Then it become valid again. Not condemn it. You think they're stupid. But the air cannot. No? They say they filter away, use high tech. All your pork and whatever you eat. I tell you, you have to go to the extent. That's why when you understand form Dhamma is not Dhamma, you have to go to the mind level. Then mind level, you must transcend. Then only you see your nature. Then true understanding will arise. Outwardly, they try to become more spiritual, but inwardly, at the mind level, they are still barren. You know what is barren? Huh? Barren. What is barren? Huh? Bo what? Bota. Not fertile. Or don't have anything in there, barren. Because they cannot see their rather latent defilement, evil mental intention and thought. Take example. Another example is taking vegetarian. When you don't understand why are you vegetarian, then the same problem will arise. Some people are vegetarian because they thought by doing so they will be more spiritual and compassionate because they don't cause to kill anymore. Logical or not? Oh, very logical. There may be some truth in that statement. But if you don't have the clear understanding of Dhamma, of why you go vegetarian, then delusion can still creep in. Because you fail to understand that spirituality has nothing to do with what you eat. For spirituality is about cultivating the mind and purifying the mind to develop wisdom, to liberate the mind. Otherwise, all the herbivorous animals like the cow, the goat, and the horses that eat only veggie or grass would have become enlightened. Because the vegetarian, they are vegetarian all the time, for they only eat grass. And the funny part is, what they eat finally become meat too. Understand? They eat grass, you eat cow. Then how you explain? They all vegetarian, no? They all also eat grass, no? But grass become meat, no? Then you say you eat vegetarian, no? But the cow also eat vegetarian, no? It become meat. So when you understand, you will understand it's not what you eat. Then the Zen, they whack all these who like statue, doing the type of concentration of fix the mind on. He said, I don't want another statue here. You know what the Zen analogy was? They draw the frog squatting, sitting. He said, if sitting can make you enlightened, the frog sit most of the time. He said, how come the frog is still the frog? That's why the big Gulliver, you think sit very long, you can become enlightened. There are time to sit. And you have to understand. That's why everything must be done with understanding. The other important point that one needs to understand is, for the true cultivators of the way, there will come a time for them to go vegetarian. And they will know when and why. For their cultivation has reached the mind level, and they are so sensitive and so clear with their understanding that they are ready to go vegetarian. This is a good understanding. But what happens when you don't have this type of understanding? When your understanding and cultivation have not reached this level of refined compassion, then becoming vegetarian like others has got not much meaning. And it will not make you more compassionate and spiritual. It is like at the form level, you are trying to impress others outwardly that you are a vegetarian. But inwardly, your mind is still not ready and so gross, understand not, with all the craving, selfishness, anger, hatred, jealousy, violence to harm and kill. Very petty and fearful. So what is happening? Asana, you want to go to that level of compassion, not to cause to kill, but all your evil and defilement is still so gross, you never see. So outwardly, if you try to become spiritual, that is form Dhamma. Asana, the real one is mind Dhamma. But you still have to transcend mind Dhamma to realize the true mind, to awaken to the characteristics of nature. And then only you awaken. That's why form Dhamma, see beyond form, then see mind, see the unreality of mind, then see beyond mind, beyond the aggregate. And then only you can liberate and free. This is attachment to form Dhamma and not cultivating the mind Dhamma at the mind level. To develop the wisdom to understand beyond form Dhamma. This is like some devotee who chant to renew the five precepts, but still break them. Outwardly they say, hey, I'm a Buddhist, you know. I cannot lie, you know. and steal or commit sexual misconduct, etc. But then inwardly, are they really a Buddhist? As a true Buddhist and to be worthy of the Buddha, the minimum you should do is to be able to at least heed his advice, to avoid all evil, cultivate goodness and wholesomeness, and purify your mind. True or not? Because that is very important. To say that, hey, I keep 8 precepts, now better than you, you know, you 5 precepts only, you know. No meaning, is it? Because inwardly, one precept also find it very hard to keep. So how? Outwardly, you tell people, hey, I take refuge, you know, I take precept, you know. But precept also you don't understand, you know. You chant, panatipata, but don't know the meaning, you know. Understand, you only know, no killing, no lying, no sexual misconduct, no stealing, then no sexual misconduct, then no lying, then don't partake intoxicant, don't take drug. Then you think you know the 5 precepts. The Buddha never said that. The Buddha said you undertake the training rule, you train your mind to be aware that you will abstain from all this. You know. Means you have to be very mindful to keep your precepts. You know. If you are not mindful, you know what happened. You will lie. You will steal. You will partake things that don't belong to you. Then finally, let's say you are mindful, then you realize that all your selfishness, your greed also you cannot see. Actually, that is greed, understand not? That is taking things that don't belong to you because of greed. So what happened when you start to do that? Means you don't have the understanding. You didn't know it was a training rule. You have to be mindful of all this. Then the 3 evil rules also you don't know. You are not sure. Then when you violate the precept also you don't know. When you have envy, jealousy, you don't know it's ill will, you know. You say, I didn't get angry, I just jealous. What? Cannot. I didn't break the precept, you know. Yeah, I envy him, so what? The precept says, don't get angry, you know. No ill will. You know. Oh, you end up like that. You know. The precept says, don't steal, you know. I did steal what? This is Akong's money, what? Understand? Huh? Oh, like you work in government department. Akong one, what? Why you so kipo? Oh, he said you don't take, other people also take. No? So they were justified, no? Understand? No? Oh. Then sexual misconduct, you know what they say? Where got sexual misconduct? Willing buyer, willing seller. I can't do it. In Hakka, you know what they say? Anyang to chote. So if you really don't know the precepts, detail, you will do all sorts of funny things, then you justify. That's why form the mind is very dangerous. That's why you must know what constitutes evil root. Then you will really understand what the precepts are about. And the precept is not what you think. Why don't want to smoke? Don't want to take intoxicant, alcohol, and drug? Because it makes your consciousness low. But you don't understand, no. You go and abstain, no. You know how to abstain or not? Yan, suppress, cannot lah, 5 precepts, you know. Then after that, they got a very good idea. I go back and reverse the thing, take 4, you know. Or renew 2, you know. So today, I can go out with you all. Oh, I can drink, I can what. Tomorrow, I renew back 5. Hey, they have Buddhists like that one. No? You don't laugh, no? Because they say, I don't break the precept. Yeah, I renew 2. Enough lah. Otherwise, very difficult lah. Life got no meaning. You agree? So a lot of people, when they don't have the understanding, they come and come out with all this justification. So you have to be careful. So you have to at least heed the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. Means precept is out of love and compassion for you to avoid evil. So that you don't break your precept, so that it won't lead to negative coming implication. So it's not how many precepts you take. Each of these precepts is committing evil. Only the evil, selfish, deluded, greedy, and what they call with a lot of anger, hatred, emotional negativity, they will violate this precept. So to avoid all evil, we have to keep our precept. We are developing our mindfulness and heedfulness to diligently cultivate the first two right efforts. That is to abandon the unwholesome thought or mental intention that has arisen. Means this one, the mental intention, got evil root. Then the other right effort is to prevent the unwholesome or wrong thought from arising. Then to cultivate the good and wholesomeness, we need to cultivate the next two right effort to promote or arise the right thought, right speech, right action that are still not in you. And the other right effort is to refine upon whatever rich, right and wholesome mental state or intention and thought, action and speech that you have developed. As these four right efforts are cultivated at mind level, hence they are still thought-based. That's why right effort is still thought-based cultivation, involving effort or the thought. A better way to cultivate goodness, wholesomeness, and blessing is to understand that the absence of evil by itself is already good. With this understanding, one only need to cultivate the stability of daily mindfulness leading to heedfulness to constantly avoid all evil intention that condition one's negativity. Then there will be no more need to use the four right effort anymore. And so when you are mindful, heedful, you can see them and you can deal with them. You don't need the right effort. Because at mind level, you develop wisdom, straighten your view, then they don't disturb you anymore. Then to purify our mind, we need to go beyond thought, to cultivate only mindfulness or sati, the silent mind, to see things as they are without the interference of thought via its views, opinion, and conditioning. This is direct seeing, which is also called the third turning cultivation, leading to the realization of bhavana maya panya. Wisdom born of bhavana or the meditative discipline. At the mind level, you can still be deluded because you must understand that your mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief, and everything arises from the mind. So if one acts, speaks, and thinks with a wicked mind or unwholesome mind, then suffering will follow one like the wheel that follows the hood. So even though the mind dhamma is more important than form dhamma, one can still get trapped at mind level if one continues to be deluded by the aggregates of mind. When we identify via form, then we will discriminate according to what we see or perceive, like male and female, young and old, beautiful and ugly, race, nationality, etc. Like I'm a Malay, I'm a Chinese, Indian, leading to all the racial discrimination via identification with external physical form or appearances. When we are able to see beyond form, all this discrimination or division conditioned by form dhamma will cease. But then mind dhamma can still arise to cause similar division and discrimination. At mind level, we still have our views, opinion, belief system, tradition and conditioning, etc. That can still divide and cause us to argue with one another. All this division and discrimination can only cease when we are able to see beyond form and beyond mind or thought, leading to the direct seeing. That's why it finally is the direct seeing. With our true nature within, that is to see things as they are, leading to the understanding of what is, or suchness, or tatata. The Buddha explained to us clearly how we perceive form via our mental consciousness. This is the reason why the Buddha said mind is a forerunner of all things and mind is chief. When mind arises, everything comes to be. So we can return all our external form to mind, then mind to our pure nature within, to realize the truth and of how creation via mental consciousness come to be, leading to the understanding of their impermanence, non-self and empty nature. When you awaken, your form and mind will cease, and your true nature within, or the essence of mind, will be realized as the oneness, the unconditioned, and the timeless, beyond thought, beyond mind. The whole world is about suchness. Truth cannot be monopolized by any religion or anyone, because truth is the reality. Not your truth or my truth, for they are our own opinion of truth. Truth is whatever that can explain the way things are. So what is the truth? Truth is Dhamma, or nature's law that governs all of life and existence. So now you understand, huh? Clear or not? Huh? Clear or not? Not clear, ayo. Not clear, I ask Sister May to read. Huh? Clear or not? My pronunciation not so good. Huh? Is Sister May, female voice, listen better? very clear. Clear or not? Good. Okay, again, Khan San Su San. This one more detail. This one explanation better. That's why I put it in again. Wait, I get a tissue first. First time I put the mic on the stand, I'm not used to it. So I had to wipe it. Because last time when I hold, I know if my distance I can adjust. This one, every time go too near. I have a drink. Okay, mountain are just mountain, Kan San Su San. In Chinese it's called San, Mandarin. Japanese is what? Yama. Also sang, sang. Never mind, not important. I think this one Miss Lee must have print the three mountain with the Japanese word and Chinese from somewhere. Then I got problem changing the bottom one. The bottom one is different. This one. This one now I remember. This one is actually based on a Japanese Zen. You remember the what they call? There is a Japanese Zen analogy there, where the king send the four children to see one place where got four seasons Then all the four sons come back The king asks, "What do you see?" Oh, the first son say, "I saw beautiful flower and all those things." Then the second son got problem. How come my elder brother see that? I don't see that. But they are very sincere. He said, "Papa, I don't see that. I see something else." Then he said he sees snow. He sees all those things. Then the other one went, autumn, all the leaf shading, all the beauty, no more. Then the other one, last one go, summer, too hot, Can't see lake, nothing. All dry. God also very dry. Then they were so surprised. They thought the father was your school. One of them. Because all the audience didn't know. They thought all the three sons, one of them only went. The rest didn't go. They were all described differently. The father was so wise. "Yes, my son, you are all right. Because the father went there before, four seasons." That's why he got no problem, no confusion. Otherwise, you're logical and cunning. What will you do? Let's say one of the sun didn't go. He was sure, say, "Yeah, I also saw flower. The spring was very beautiful." Then you cannot wag. He sent you there during that time. The weather is not like that. The four seasons is not like that. So don't lie. Understand? That is the best principle. Then, the other analogy, I don't quite remember already. You remember or not, the swordsman, a Japanese samurai? Yeah? He was meditating down there. Oh, very skillful, very good meditator. Then one fly, disturb his meditation. So what he do? He take out the samurai sword, flying also chop into two. So he thought he very good. Then the next one, the next scene they show. Another one got complete mastery. The fly come, tong hai mo to. He didn't do anything. Then the samurai, second one come. Why? He not disturbing you. Because I don't know how to use the samurai sword and do it like what you do. So this guy thought he must have perfected his meditation. Not disturbed. Actually, he cannot do anything. He don't have the samurai skills, the mastery. But then the Zen master came. He said, why are both so foolish? He said, the first one, just because you cannot tahan the fly, you kill. You break yourself. The second one, because you cannot kill, because you don't know how to draw the samurai sword and do all those things. So what you do? You ignore. You yan. Actually, be tahan. He still endure down there. So because of that, when you understand, all this Zen story actually not bad. Okay, we read through. The first one is naive or ignorant seeing. No knowledge of Zen or of the art or skill may not be able to practice an art or skill at all, or may practice it with a naive spontaneity. So naive, not doing. This one is the Japanese version. Then he say, second one, receive instruction in art and skill, try very hard, but all effort produce what? Clumsy, ugly result. Skill done with naive spontaneity may actually become worse. So this one is doing. The naive one not doing, because don't understand. The last one is mastery. The mastery one say, stop thinking about instruction. For art or skill, stop trying, but appear to practice art or skill effortlessly and spontaneously. Perfect art or skill produce beauty and mastery. So he said this one is the third level, train, not doing. First one also not doing, but naive, deluded. So this is Japanese way, Japanese Zen. Then I put in my worldly, mundane seeing, spiritual direct seeing, mastery gone beyond suchness seeing. Means first one is this is conventional truth, normal mundane seeing. That's why mundane people see mountains, still mountains. Then direct seeing via silent mind, leading to awakening, realizing that perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. Then the mastery is seeing things as they are, having the wisdom and can live life as a normal person again, means no more duality. That's why the third one is called transcendental seeing. That's not. Mundane seeing, direct seeing, transcendental seeing, means you transcend duality. Okay, next. Question one. I used to have pain when I meditate, and now I don't have. Oh, again, why? You don't want to investigate, isn't it? That's why, right there. Then I explain. Oh, wrong. What must I do, brother? Oh, the question become more and more demanding. Because you don't want to investigate, you don't want to find out. Everything also look for answer. Oh, brother, you sit like that. I also sit like that. Oh, I also lie down. I also silent my mind. Then I also relax. But you know the word. You don't know how to do. So words and the actual doing is different. That's why you must develop understanding. Not sure, ask. Okay, see what my answer is. I also cannot remember so long ago. You must investigate into it and find out for yourself. This is what meditation is. Everything also correct. Brother Teo. I do like that. Correct. Why? How should I do? All this means you don't want to learn. You don't want to investigate. You don't want to find out yourself. You expect what? Instant noodle. Ready one. Then no need to cook. You must investigate into it and find out for yourself. Very likely it is because you are more calm now and your anapanasati cultivation has improved. And you have... And you are more relaxed and mindful now. That's why the pain no more. This is a good sign of slight progress. But meditation is not just about cultivating calmness of mind and having peaceful experiences leading to the so-called good meditation and then jump for joy and cling on to it unknowingly. It is just like random thought that arises during meditation. Yogi dislike it and call it bad meditation and they become unhappy. So what is meditation? When your mind is still, when your mind still reacts to good and bad meditation, that's why you don't understand meditation. Meditation is about developing wisdom via awareness to be at peace with all life situations. Even when random thought arises, the yogi can still develop wisdom out of it. If the yogi knows or understands how to develop the meditation via sati to understand how the random thought comes to be via inquiry, why am I not peaceful? This inquiry is very important, this second turning. When we come to understand that we have been heedless for so long because we seldom train our mind to be in sati, and we are seldom heedful, then we will understand that this mind is not peaceful because of the heedless way we have been living our life. This heedless living has conditioned our habitual tendency of ceaseless thinking and reaction to sense experience, giving rise to the five mental hindrances, hence our lack of peace. If we just silence our mind via wisdom and not feed it with any more thought energy, like trying to focus or concentrate or do something to push it away, to push away the random thought or suppress it, then what happens? Try it and find out yourself. You will become very surprised that the random thought will just slow down on its own and then become silent and still. That's why if you don't feed it with any wrong view, mental energy, then it will slow down and cease. This is a form of awakening and wisdom will arise. Then the yogi will suddenly understand with a lot of joy that the natural state of mind before the stirring and reaction of mind is already silent and still. So cultivation of sati and mindfulness during meditation is not about doing with the thought, but about understanding that the moment I am silent without thought, I am already in sati. That means you don't have to practice mindfulness or try to be mindful anymore. But the practice or the trying is by the thought. With thought so actively doing things, how can you be aware? So just silence your mind. Then sati is automatically there. Because sati is awareness before the thought or the knowing. It is just a pure awareness leading to the direct seeing. Sati is the silent, choiceless awareness of what is. So this one clear? Okay, good. What's the time now? Oh, you should meditate, huh? Okay, you meditate for how long you want? 20 minutes. Yeah? I said 20 minutes so that we got some time to wrap up. With this, I think I can cover at least the sutta part. Appendix, see how much time we have. Otherwise, we only go through one of the appendix. Oh, finishing already? Wow, very good. You're a good palami. 141. Just now at the dinner table, you know what I told them or not? You all attend this retreat, you are very lucky. We did the Heart Sutta for 15 months now. You one retreat, count him all. Some of you, all the transcript and explanation. You're lucky or not? You very blessed. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now you meditate. Then you can radiate some metta to Brother Danny. He just now, I was told, he got a peace in his heart. Then I don't know why, maybe not enough food or what. Oh, purging, no wonder. That one make him very weak. So he need rest and medication. You send your metta. Then after, oh, okay, ready. Wow, so fast, sadhu. Because just now I did it already. Then I told Susan, she asked me, I said, you can do it also. Oh, good. So he recovered, sadhu. But what about his diarrhea? Okay, Oh, but he's much better, He's okay already. Oh, very good. Sadhu to him, Susan, we rejoice. You take care of him together with Eng Lien. So, Kayamita should help. Then Joyce came and told me. That's why I say I will go and see him. But he was resting. So I can feel, let him rest. But he need to rest. So you don't worry, Body is just a body. But as Kayamita, because of the affinity, you can radiate metta. Then invoke the power of his wholesomeness for his recovery. That's what we did just now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, let the wife speak. Where's the mic? Pass the mic to the wife. Yeah, push it out all the way. On already, on already. Yes, good.
Brought you and to all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, I sincerely like to thank all of you for your concern. He is now perfectly okay.
Wow, sadhu, sadhu, very good.
He has taken some
medication.
What you call that? The porridge.
Oh, very good.
The porridge water which Sister Joyce brought.
Yeah, sadhu.
And he took some biscuits.
Very good, very good.
So he's
sadhu.
Okay now. Thank you very much. I
rejoice.
All the brothers and
sadhu, sisters. Sadhu, sadhu. Thank you. Can pass the mic though. Never mind for the recording. Yeah, this can give faith to people when people understand.
Ratio, I forgot to say just now when I went to see him. He said, please thank everyone. He's all
sadhu,
right.
Sadhu.
And thank Brother Teo and all the Kalyanamita for all the concern and metta from the...
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Rejoice. So you must have this sincerity, understanding to help each other. We are Dhamma friends. Kayamita, Dhamma friend who sincerely cultivate, walk the path of Dhamma, then we should counsel, motivate, support, and help each other to walk the path of Dhamma. And the Buddha said, Kayamita-ship is one of the important criteria for even becoming a Sotapan. There is a criteria for you to become enlightened. Without Kayamita, very difficult. And the best of Kayamita, you know who or not? Who? Sama Sambuddha, understand or not? He is the best Kayamita, he told Ananda. He used that word, I forgot already. He is the best, something like that. Because nobody can be better than the Sama Sambuddha. That's why during the time, a lot of monks get enlightened, understand or not? You have Sama Sambuddha as your friend. Jia bei liao, I tell you. Kayamita shi. That's why you better make what they call very strong aspiration. Then you like strike jackpot. Really. But the problem is, when the time comes, you cannot recognize him. So you make sure your aspiration is there. I aspire. To have a friend which is Sama Sambuddha and must aspire to recognize and follow, then you sure. Okay, go ahead with your. Susan, you haven't shared.
Share already.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Thank everybody, yeah. Sadhu, yeah. Okay. You all meditate, yeah? You want to off the light also?